there. Welcome to Did I Talk Too Much, a Grit podcast.
Hello, welcome back to Did I Talk Too Much. I'm going to be your host for today. I'm Audrey, and I have two guests with me in the studio. They're part of our Grit team.
Hey guys, it's Emmy. You know. I think you know my voice by now. Yep.
And it's your girl, Kaylee.
Hey. Yes. So three of your favorite yappers
basically
in the studio.
We're missing a few, though. Heartbroken.
I know. Very sad. Well, we are going to be talking about friendships and relationships today. How that kind of changes as we get into womanhood, and how as we kind of grow and mature into being a woman, how also our friendships and relationships grow and hopefully mature. So I'm really excited to talk about this with you guys today and hear your input. This will be a lot of just like sharing from personal experience. And yeah, I'm excited to hear y'all's stories. Our kind of overarching question for this whole episode is just, how have you learned to love people well in your relationships? And what has that looked like for you? So we can kind of go to different categories. And I wanted to start off by talking about old friends. So thinking childhood friends, friends from high school, because we're all in college now. And so on and so forth. What does it look like for you guys now to be loving your old friends? And yeah, what does it look like for y'all?
I feel like personally for me, since high school at this point is now 4 years away, for like 4 years in the past, which is nuts.
That's so insane.
Also, today marks 1 month from graduation.
Oh my.
I think for high school, I don't think I kept a lot of friends from high school. I think we were just kind of like proximity friends. Mm-hmm. We were just kind of friends because of the... Like,
that's so real.
Yeah. And I think like realizing that after high school is really difficult, especially like navigating that because of like, we didn't really get a traditional goodbye because of the pandemic. So we were just kind of like worked away from each other and then stuck on Zoom where we like didn't really communicate with one another. Yeah. Which is really weird. But the friendships that I do have from like, I'm friends with a lot of people from elementary school, surprisingly. Yeah. My best friend, I've known her since kindergarten, literally the first person I ever walked up to, like our parents vividly remember us meeting for the first time. Mm-hmm. With her, I feel like our relationship just really mixes well. Like we just have really good communication if something bothers us, which is like little to nothing. Like the first time I've ever, I feel like, had to have told her like, hey, this isn't cool, was probably like last year, and that was because she was just like not on time for something. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I'm someone who really values time, and I was just like, hey, like, it kind of bugged me that like you didn't do this. And she was like super apologetic, like she didn't mean to do it. And so we like resolved that like really quickly.
Great.
And so that's, her friendship is just really open. Mm-hmm. Whereas like other friendships that I had, like I kind of like, I don't pry it out of them because I feel like you can't pry anything out of someone, or you're not supposed to necessarily. Mm-hmm. But I felt like I try to like foster these environments for them. But even then, like they just wouldn't really budge with like how they wanted to communicate. And that's okay. You know, like I think that's just how the person was. And yeah, I think it's just important to have great communication with your friends, especially when like you're fizzling out or just outgrowing each other. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, my friend Isabel and I, we were in like a trio. It's always a trio. Mm-hmm. And after we all got matching tattoos, the girl just stopped talking to us. And we don't really know what happened. Like, my friend Isabel and I, like, I reached out to this girl and been like, hey, like, I know that, like, we're growing up. Like, is there a way that I can be a better friend to you? Like, you know? Yeah. And I was, like, really trying to solve this. And she was just like, no, everything's fine. Like, I've just been busy. It's been 3 years.
Girl, busy.
And I finally have gotten to the point where I'm like, no, I'm not trying anymore.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just can't. And although, like, it's really devastating to, like, lose that friendship, I still love her. Like, she was my best friend since first grade. And I think it's important to, like, still have that mature love, even though if someone, like, does something wrong and, like, that friendship ends in a very weird way, you can still love those people no matter what, because they were such a great impact in your life during those times when you needed them. And I think that was just God's will that, like, she was in my life for only a certain period of time. And that's good. Perfectly fine for me.
Yeah. Let's see. I think a lot of my like childhood friends I'm still good friends with, just because I think when something about like growing up together, like being little kids and like going through those stages of life together, like I'm talking young kids, like being kids together, I think is just like different. Like I still talk to a lot of them and still hang out with them when I go home and things like that. Or if they've moved away, like, I still call them and things like that. And it's been, like, so sweet to, like, see how those develop. And I think something I've been learning, like, through that is that, like, you're going to have to learn how to love people a different way. Kind of like Kaylee was saying of, like, some people, it's going to be, like, you talk to them once a month and it's, like, the same as it was when you first talked to them. But then some people, it's, like, communication is going to look different and loving them is going to look different even when it's from a distance and things like that. But knowing, like, something for me is, like, knowing that, like, if they don't, like, we don't talk the same how we used to, like, that doesn't mean that they love me any less or that doesn't, like, define, like, our friendships. It's just because, like, things are changing, like, within, like, proximity and things like that. Like, I have one of my best friends from home. She, like, goes to school around here as well, but, like, because we just, like, have different friend groups and stuff, we don't see each other as often, and, like, we're both full-time students and things like that. But when we do have time and, like, when we do, like, make time to hang out, it's, like, so sweet. And it's, like, just as if we never had any time apart. And, like, I think those are the best friendships. And it's, like, I think, like, middle school me would have, like, freaked out that we weren't seeing each other 24/7.
Yeah.
But I think as I've gotten older, I'm, like, wait, like, this is someone who I know loves me and know values me. And, like, I know that if we don't hang out 24/7, like, she still loves me. And, like, that's okay. And so I think love has looked like loving them has looked different, but that isn't necessarily like a bad thing, but it's just that like changes change. And so
I definitely relate to you, Emmy, a lot about just like, oh yeah, like we don't have to be in constant communication in order to like still maintain our friendship. Like we can kind of pick back up where we left off. That's how it is with certain friends. One of my closest friends at home, we like keep up pretty regularly. And that wasn't the case freshman fall, but like freshman spring, we were like, over winter break, we were like, I missed you. Like, yeah, can we talk more? And so we got in the habit of sending each other audio messages. So that's nice because I like get
so
to
sweet.
Yeah, because I get to like hear her voice, which is really sweet. And also like it's not like phone calls or texting where you like are only talking about the most important parts of your life. Yeah. Like we're on the audio message being like, I got this coffee today and it was like, it was fine. Yeah. It just wasn't what I was expecting. And like, kind of like, it's really sweet because I get let
it's
in
like
on
the in the middle moments.
Yes.
Kind of
thing, very like the mundane, ordinary things. And so that's sweet because it helps me feel like I'm still part of her life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like, I've been doing is like photo dumps with my friends, but it's like because I feel like I take like funny pictures and like random pictures, and so I'm like, send me your photo dump of this week.
It's cute.
And it's like not as overwhelming as having a conversation because sometimes with some people I'm like, I just want to talk to you but I just don't have the capacity. Right. And so I'm like, send me your like random photos of stuff, like your math board and like random things, like your schoolwork or whatever that you took pictures of, which I think is fun too, like similar.
That's super sweet.
Yeah.
We would do that on one of my group chats.
Yeah.
Like weekly photo dumps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody send 5 pictures of your week.
Literally. It's so good though.
I love that. I feel like my favorite types of friendships are like the ones that I've like really fostered the most are the ones that like you just keep, like you've all said, like you just keep picking up where you left off.
Right.
Like I have a friend group from literally 8th grade. Well, I say 8th grade, but like that's because Josh joined in 8th grade. Outsider, loser. Anyways. Long story short, I transferred it from that middle or that elementary school in 4th grade, so I left when he came into the school. So when I came back, he was in my friend group, and I was, so he claims it's his friend group, it's my friend group, putting it on the record, it's mine.
Got it, noted.
And
take that, Josh.
Yeah.
Literally.
So I've known all these kids forever and we've seen each other through like puberty, and so it's like, you're not gonna get rid of me now. It doesn't matter if your girlfriend doesn't like me, you're still coming over to like hang out, like we're all gonna hang out together.
That's so real.
That's really sweet. I think also like with old friends, like a lot of the jealousy has worn off. Like I'm not as jealous for their time and like undivided attention anymore. So it's like, oh, you have this whole like college world and like at another school, and I'm just like, okay, that's great.
Yeah,
that's so exciting. And I'm like you said, like 8th grade, you would have freaked out that you and your friend weren't hanging out all the time, but it's like, oh no, it's okay.
I'm like circling back, but you mentioned Audrey, I'm pointing to Audrey. You mentioned of like going into freshman fall and like not being able to kind of navigate the friendship. Right. And then coming back into spring, you guys realize, like, oh, like, we should hang out.
Yeah.
My friend and I, who both started the same time, like, we're both in the same year, graduating at the same time. Her and I literally lived a floor apart and, like, never saw each other, which mm-hmm. was crazy. And we realized, like, later on, like, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I didn't foster a friendship and I, like, focused on new friendships. Yeah. Good. Which is totally valid. Like, mm-hmm. you can go out and find other friendships, but also, like, just make sure that you're maintaining the friendships that you currently have, because it's so easy to put everything aside because something's shiny and new and you want to, like, create new friendships right away mm-hmm. and, like, put in all your time into these people. But it's like, you can't just leave people on the back burner and pick them up when you want them.
Yeah.
So I think just understanding to, like, maintain healthier friendships with everyone doesn't mean that you have to give one solid friend group your time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think also, like, one thing that gets nervous, like, that makes me nervous with my friends at home is that I know they're busy, and so I don't want to, like, invade in their, like, time or impose on them by being like, let's talk, like, I miss you. But honestly, I'm realizing, like, okay, no, that's really appreciated when someone mm-hmm. yeah. like, the way I feel when someone just texts me saying, like, hey, I miss you, like, I'd love mm-hmm. to talk mm-hmm. it feels amazing. And so,
yeah,
I don't know.
And even that they're, like, adults and can say no.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. trusting that they are, like, just as, for lack of a better word, I don't know what else to say, but, like, autonomous as you are. Like, yeah. they can make the decision to be like, no, I can't. Yeah. Just like you can. So it's like, it's mm-hmm. always worth being like, hey, let's talk, kind of thing, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. So what has it been like making friends in college? How are those relationships different? And what have you kind of learned from these friendships?
I think because we're like, I don't know what it is, but I was kind of thinking about this the other day, because we're like living together 24/7. Mm-hmm. Like, I live, like, in really close proximity to all my friends. Mm-hmm. Like, we live in the same dorm or, like, next to each other or, like, similar floors and whatnot. But, like, that it just is, like, it's so fun, actually. Like, it's so fun to be like, oh, like, do you want to, like, more spontaneous? Mm-hmm. And I think, like, that's something that I've, like, always longed for in friendships, like, the spontaneity of things, just because I enjoy that. But my freshman year was, like, really difficult for me, because a lot of my floor was, like, juniors and seniors. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't really make any, like, friends that were, like, my year. Mm-hmm. And so then coming into sophomore year, I was like, I do not want to go back, because I had literally no friends. I had my best friend and roommate, and then, like, I had, like, some acquaintances, but no one that I was, like, hanging out with, like, regularly or anything. And then I came sophomore year, and there were a bunch of transfers, and so now, like, there's probably, like, 20 of us, and, like, mm-hmm. four of us are from, like, freshman year, like, who've been here since freshman year. The rest are transfers.
Oh, wow.
And so, and we hang out all the time and go to every meal together, like, all this stuff. And it's, like, this massive group of us. And, like, I'm not saying, like, that to be, like, oh, my gosh, my friends. But just, like, to be, like, there is, like, so much hope in friendships, even when you have one, mm-hmm. you know, of, like, I'm not saying the answer is having more friends, but I'm just saying that, like, that there are people who are going to come around and come into your life, and, like, and maybe it's going to look different than mine does, because I never thought that mine was going to look like this. And so I think, like, let that be, like, of encouragement, and be like, okay, wait, there are people who are going to come around and who are going to mm-hmm. genuinely, like, enjoy me and enjoy my presence yeah. and not just, like, need me for something, but, like, want to be with me. My love language is quality time, like, duh. And so it's, like, so fun to just, like, hang out with people, and, like, just enjoy being with them. And, and so I think, like, making new friends in the beginning was really hard, because it's like, you're in a new space, you're in a new home, you left your family, now you get thrown out, go make friends. And then, like, I'm someone who loves depth in relationships, and so it was really hard for me to not have that, right? Yeah. And so you're like, I just want to know people so deeply, but it's like, depth doesn't come in a week, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, that was, like, such a big tension place for me, because it was, like, so frustrating that I didn't actually, like, get the depth that I was, like, wanting. But I was like, okay, it's gonna take time. And so I think, like, even coming to a space now of being like, there's still so much depth to go, is also like encouraging to me to just be like, okay, there's a lot of like space to have depth, but like we've come so far kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so, and your friends change and all that, but yeah, I don't know if I had a point to that, but no, it was just good. Kind of like,
I mean, I can bounce sharing. Off of that.
Yeah.
I can definitely bounce off of like the friends changing aspect. It was so hard to make friends like my freshman year. We were all online. Literally, I met one girl in my class in astronomy, and then her and I started hanging out with another girl that I had met. And so like we kind of started forming like friendships and stuff. So that was fun. But that honestly, I don't think was until my spring semester. Mm-hmm. Like it took a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so I was just super discouraged. I was just kind of like, okay, like I see people having these great friendships and stories at Biola, but like when's my time? Mm-hmm. And it almost felt of like, and I'd see people who already lived together and like they're living in houses off campus, and I was mm-hmm. just like, why wasn't that me? And mm-hmm. it was just like, why was everyone hanging out without me? Mm-hmm. And so it just kind of hurt. And then I came to campus, and that's when I like made a I was in a friend group, and I still love the girls, no hate to them. I want to put it out there, I don't want this to be taken in any wrong way. I absolutely love them, we just like grew apart. But I think being in a friend group isn't necessary. It's fun, it's a blast, mm-hmm. but it's not mm-hmm. necessary.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But I do have to say, like, you do feel like super lonely when you're not in one and you're watching everyone else in one. Mm-hmm. And I understand that and I empathize with that, but I promise you, you just need a handful of really great friends that'll show up for you.
Yeah.
And it's like, for example, my boyfriend threw me a surprise party, and none of my roommates showed up, which kind of sucked. And like, I felt like no one liked me at that moment. But then I had to sit there and realize, like, the people who showed up, like my friend showed up. And then my friend who literally got off work at 11 o'clock showed up because we were still hanging out. My friend who got off work with her boyfriend came after like her 9-hour shift. And I was like, these are the people who will constantly show up for me, and I absolutely adore them for that.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, like I don't need more than what I have. Like, God has supplied me with such great friends, with beautiful friendships who will always be there for me, always check in on me. Like, I lost my best friend 3 years ago, and my friends text me all the time. Like, if I post her something, they're texting me, asking me, like, how I'm doing, like, or they'll send me pictures. So, like, her thing was butterflies. They'll send me pictures of butterflies because they saw them, and they were like, this reminded me of Char. Like, I just wanted to share that. And it's like, those are the best friends that I could ever have in the entire world. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, don't confine yourself to just having a friend group if you don't have one. You don't need one, and if it's not in your cards, then it's not in your cards.
Yeah,
God's gonna give you the gifts that you need, and you should be super grateful for that. And in my screenwriting class, Professor Hope keeps talking about how like the commandment of thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife or any of his goods, and you also shouldn't be jealous of what your neighbor has, which is included. It's like, you can't be jealous of the people who have friend groups because it's not destined for you. Just be happy with the cards that you were dealt, and don't think that you're being robbed of something because you're not, because it wasn't meant for you at all. And so I think just being super content with what you have, and I know it feels lonely and I know it sucks, but you're gonna find someone. And even then, like, you don't realize the friends that you're literally gonna make. Like, there's always someone out there, even if you think there's absolutely no one. And if that one person that you randomly talk to in class, ask them to go get coffee. I made a friend with a girl who came to the grit table, and I thought she was so cool, and we hit it off really, really well. And then obviously it's the involvement fair, so people are filtering through, but she followed Grit's Instagram. So like a stalker, I went on Grit's Instagram and followed her. And then I texted her and I was like, hey, can we get coffee? Fun fact, she doesn't go here. Shout out Loida. But we became friends and we hang out like all the time. And she's been such a fulfilling friendship that I've gotten to experience now. And I've been like praying to God for like, I literally told her, I've been praying to God for like a friend like her. Or just like fruitful friendships. And so like, I'm just so happy that like, my prayers are being answered. And like, just know that like, God always has a plan for you. Whether or not it's like when you want it, it's gonna be God's timing, and just trust it, because I promise that God has someone in store for you.
I think last year it was so easy to like look at like these friend groups and stuff and be like, oh my gosh, like they look like they're so close. But like, I know this is like cliche, but it's like, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Like, you don't know like how that person is feeling or what conversations are happening or like anything. You only see them like walking together. Like, you don't know anything about like the inside depth. And so like, comparing yourself is not what's going to bring you fulfillment, which I know that's just like, duh, but it's like, it's always a good reminder to think about.
I'm still my first year, so I don't have like a ton of advice or even like a whole lot of things to say. But I did find it like hard because I had really close friends at home. Like I think I'm like you, Emmy. Like I just really like a couple friends who like know me really, really well, and so that was kind of hard because at the same time, like I was also just struggling with identity, trying to be like, wait, who am I outside of my family? And like now I'm just Audrey here. Like I'm not, I don't have all the other things attached to me now, and like people here don't know like the core parts of my identity, which are like family and like my home church or things like that. And so that was tricky for just even being able to like feel known by people. But it's gotten a lot better. I think like I found a lot of beauty in just having friends that are like-minded but having really different experiences, which is so cool. Like getting to be like, I have a lot of close friends who are missionary kids, and like they have a really neat perspective on life and everything. So yeah, that's been really cool. I think one thing that I've been having to learn more is like how I handle conflict is not great, in especially like when we're like doing life together. I didn't see my friends as often as I do now. So like my friends at home, I saw them three times a week.
You could avoid them.
Because I went to school 3 days a week in high school. And then I saw my church friends twice a week. And so it was always like, always a delight to see them. And like, I was never really irritated with them, or like, we didn't really rub each other the wrong way. Mm-hmm. We didn't really have time to. But I think here I'm kind of learning more and more like, oh, if someone like is consistently irritating me, like I can't just ignore it like I used to be able to. And like, oh, like I have a tendency, like I don't like confrontation, and so if I sometimes like if I have a problem with someone, it's like a really bad tendency of like, oh, I can't tell them, or like I can't do anything about it, but I'm gonna like go tell everybody else. And that is like just something that is just way amplified when you're like doing life with like a big group of people. So I've had to learn kind of more and more about that, and like how to handle when I'm feeling irritated or like when I'm feeling just sensitive, or handling even just like kind of friction. Like that's okay, that's natural, it's gonna happen. Like there's nothing to freak out about. So
that's good. And like, because you're constantly together, like it's okay if there's conflict. Because it's like, this is the place where we're gonna be able to like understand more like how we deal with conflict and how what conflict looks like and things like that. Like I've learned so much about myself being like making friends here, and like it not needing to be this like picture perfect friendship. Like you're gonna have conflict and that's okay, kind of thing, you know. It's hard, but it's like worth it if the friend is worth it to you, you know. So, and if the friendship is, so
also remembering that like your friends are friend with you because they love you. They don't love like what you have, they don't love what you do, they don't love you because you're major, they love you because you're a cool person to be around. And so like you don't have to conform to anything or anyone, especially with like bio life. I feel like there is a lot of pressure to be a certain way, but it's like the people who continue to want to hang out with you want to hang out with you because you're not that way, and you're really unique, and that's cool. Adding another 2 cents of everything that I have learned, like thinking about it, I think putting in effort, as silly as it sounds, when I moved out from, I lived in the dorms for 1 year, and Horton's very loud, busy, like everyone knows everyone kind of a thing. And so it's really nice and refreshing to like see people in the elevator and say, hey, or like, where are you going? I'm going to chapel. Oh, we should go together. And that's like how you meet a new person. It's cool. And I felt like when I moved into, I live in a house off campus, which isn't very far. I felt like I had to put in efforts to my friends who lived literally a floor below me the year before, that I would literally be in their room until 3 a.m. every single day. And then now, like, I see her maybe once a week. And it, like, to be fair, that's on my end. Like, you have to start putting in more efforts, especially if you're going to live in, like, off-campus apartments and stuff. Like, you're not going to be on campus 24/7 because you're at this point, you're commuting. And so just being realistic of, like, hey, being more intentional, not realistic, being more intentional, like, hey, we should go grab lunch on Tuesday, or like, hey, our schedules line up on Wednesdays, let's meet and grab coffee at Commons and do homework together those days. And just like trying to create those spaces. But also, again, like one other thing. It's a second E. Don't have expectations for your friendships. As hard as it sounds, I know that was difficult for me to learn, but you can't replace those friendships that you had in high school.
Yeah.
You can't replace those friendships that you had in elementary school. Those take so many years to build upon.
Oh, yeah.
And also just having expectations of like how other people like reciprocate energy. Some people just don't reciprocate in the same ways that you want them to. And you just have to be okay with that because at the end of the day, you're not going to find someone that's exactly like you and is going to reciprocate it as much as you can try. It's not possible. So I think just being content in the way that people are and not trying to make them to be someone else.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, one thing I feel like we can definitely talk about is kind of like having friends of the opposite gender. So like for us, like having guy friends, kind of what you've learned about that, how they're different maybe than your friendships with like women, and like what do they bring to your life?
I think like in high school, I didn't have very many guy friends because I was just like there to do school. But now since I'm like here, like doing more than school, I feel like I have made quite a few guy friends, and it's been interesting. There's been a variety. There's been the guys who think that you like them because they like you, and you're like, this is so platonic, it's crazy. Number two, you like them but they do not like you, and it's really brutal. Number three, it's purely platonic. All is well. It's so good to be.
So nice.
I've gotten all three, unfortunately. But talking about the just platonic one, I think, like, I have a friend who it's, like, very platonic and it's super fun because it's, like, we just have, like, great conversations and it doesn't feel like there's this tension of, like, oh, my gosh, does he like me? Like, we've both acknowledged, like, that we don't like each other and things like that, because I feel like that's always something that, like, you have to acknowledge with a guy. I don't know if that's just me and my friendships, but that's always something that you do. And so it's been, like, super great to, like, get to know him and things like that, but just know it's never gonna like be something that like makes me feel like pressure or anything like that. And it's been like really fun. It's definitely hard to get to that space because there's just like at this age there's just so much like tension because it's like, ooh, like do you like them? And it's always just like, oh my gosh, because it's like you're at that time where it's like you're gonna have friends getting married soon and you're like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And so yeah, I think it's been, like, exciting and fun because it's, like, a different perspective. And you were kind of asking, like, what's the difference that they bring? And I think it's just, like, a new perspective. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, they just have, like, different perspectives on the world and talk about different things and have different, like different things and things like that. And it's not like you're like stuck in this kind of like girl mode, but you're like, oh my gosh, I get to like talk about new things. And obviously there's downsides because sometimes they're the worst, not gonna lie, but I'm talking on the good side. There are a lot of good things just from my experience, and there's a lot of ways that I think a lot of the guys around me have like refreshed my perspective on men, which has been honestly really healing. And so in order to get to that space, I think I had to be open to that initially and know and believe that there are good guys out there who want to be friends with me, and who care about me as a person.
I have a pretty similar story. I didn't have great guy friends in high school. Like they just either like liked me or like weren't actually interested in being my friend it was like a proximity thing. Like my graduating class was 19, so it was just like, oh well, we're just kind of stuck together. So yeah, I think here it's been cool getting to like be like friends with guys who are like genuinely just like really cool people, and like care about me as a person too. Like I think before I felt like I kind of had to like censor myself a lot or like be less myself around guys. Like I couldn't really, like I was just gonna be like a different person, like way more reserved, try not to be too much. And I don't know, it's been cool that like I have a feeling that like my guy friends, a lot of my guy friends here, like, oh no, they like just genuinely like me for mm-hmm. me, mm-hmm. which has been like so healing and awesome. And yeah, I think, like you said, just like a different perspective is mm-hmm. really always mm-hmm. cool. I've really enjoyed, because I'm in Tori, I have a cohort, and you're not really supposed to date in your cohort. So it was kind of like established from the get-go, like, oh, like we're not gonna date. Like,
yeah.
And you guys, we can all just be like friends, and like that's sweet. And so that's been awesome. I've like enjoyed hanging out with the guys in my cohort without like having the barrier of like, do you like me? I don't want you to think I like you. And it's hard. It is hard here. Like, there's definitely like a stigma around guy girl friendships. Like,
oh, yeah.
I personally don't have a problem with hanging out with my guy friends one on one, but like, I know if like people saw me, they would be like, oh my gosh, is she dating that guy? Like, what is she doing? Mm-hmm. Or like some people just like personally, they're like, no, I wouldn't do that. That's a date.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's like, it's hard because I think there's like a lot of stigma around it, but like, I feel like I've met enough people that want to tear down the stigma around it that we're like, okay, let's, mm-hmm. let's just tear it down.
Oh my gosh. There's only like certain things that you can do, say, talk about, be da, 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 da.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh my gosh, let me add that to the list of overwhelming things for me to figure out.
Yeah.
It's like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh. So like, it's been nice to just be in a space of like, I'm going to hang out with a guy one-on-one and it not be a thing, because literally, actually you don't know my background and I would have never done this like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So let's take this as a celebratory moment rather than it being like this like huge, like, oh my gosh, which like, I understand that some people's convictions are like, oh, I'm not going to do that. But for people who feel like it's just as other people judging them, like, just do it. Like, it's literally like not that big of a deal.
Yeah. No.
I think in my experience, I feel like in elementary school, you don't know gender. You're just kind of besties with anyone and everyone. Yeah. So the friends that I carried from elementary, I went through K through eight. So it was like the friends that I had from mm-hmm. kindergarten to eighth grade, like we were all the same. Mm-hmm. And then in high school, it didn't matter. Like, I've known you since I was literally barely potty trained kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I was still friends with them throughout high school, but I felt like our dynamic never changed, which was nice. Granted, there's three girls, three guys, you know, there's gotta be something at some point. Mm-hmm. So there was something at some point, not with me, but
disclaimer.
But there was obviously like tension with other people, but I felt like my relationships with the guys had never changed. We were always just like, I was their homie. I was always just going to be their homie.
Yeah.
And that was just really refreshing to know, because it was like, I could literally go to them for absolutely anything mm-hmm. and everything. Mm-hmm. And I knew they'd have my back. And it was like, guys are so harshly honest in the worst way, but the best way possible. And I absolutely value that. Whereas like in college, in high school, I went to an all girls high school. Mm. I talked about it a couple times. There was no men there. Like, I had one main guy friend in high school, and him and I were besties until like we weren't. So it was like, it was one of those things where it was like, this would never become something. You're literally my best friend. Like, yeah. I FaceTime you all the time, until college. And that's when things got different, and then we're not friends anymore.
Okay.
In college, though, I have like one main guy friend. We love Zachy, and it was always strictly platonic. We mm-hmm. stan his girlfriend, basically his wife, Raquel. Please. And so, you know, it's just like one of those things. I would never imagine myself in that position. Mm-hmm. Even if like he didn't have a girlfriend, it's like, I respect him too much just as a friend. I would never try to get something in the way to intervene with like our relationship, because mm-hmm. it's more than just like us talking about our day to day. Like, he's such like, I know we have established we don't like the term, but he's literally my brother in Christ. Like, mm-hmm. he's also Catholic. So that's something we really bonded over. And I feel like he's definitely like brought me even more to the cross. Mm-hmm. And I have valued that so much during my time at BioLit, because I felt like someone could understand me and hear me. And so I feel like at some point in those friendships, you just know, like, I will never cross the boundary, because I can't risk losing the person that I love.
Yeah,
I love that. Well, speaking of boys, Kaylee, do you want to talk about not your guy friend, but your boyfriend?
Oh, that was a good transition.
Thank you. I'm getting better at this hosting thing. Yeah, tell us about, I guess, what you've learned from your relationship.
Okay. So Josh and I have been dating for a year and 4 months now. Whoop. Almost 4 months.
Yay.
No, which is very fun. Or 5 months. I'm a liar. I'm a liar. It's a year and 4 months.
That was on the record.
It's about to be 5 months.
Oh my gosh.
Which is very exciting. But
wait, a year and 5 months, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you only said 5 months, and I was like, girl, have you been living in turtle time? Because I was just so confused.
I know, imagine a year-long talking stage. I have Joshy Poo on a five-year plan. I told him this since we started dating. Ladies, if you want your man to stick to something, tell him your intentions as soon as you start talking. Please. Because I was like, I want 3 kids, or like, I want kids in the future. Like, that's like a non-negotiable. I my biggest goal in life is to be a mother. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna question that.
Yeah.
And I also laid down my 5-year plan. My sister was with her now husband for 10, 11 years before he proposed. They were dating since high school. They were 17 when they started dating.
Which 11 junior year. Years?
Yes. And they've only been married for a year now.
Wow.
Which is nuts.
Don't date for 11 years.
Yes. Do not date for 11 years. This goes into like communication and stuff. Like, Josh and I have a really firm foundation because we started out as friends. For listeners, I met Josh in 8th grade. We hated each other. Like, did not like each other. It wasn't like from enemies to lovers. It was just like a mutual, I don't really like this person. We were in the same friend group, but like, we just didn't really like each other's company growing up because we'd see each other once a year. And then my junior year of college, we just started hanging out in our friend group more often. And the main friend group is 6 of us, or 5 of us technically, but six, just kidding. The main group is 6 of us, but the rest of them started like slowly not responding because we just all got busy with school.
Yeah.
And so it was just my friend Isabel and her boyfriend Nate, and Josh and I would constantly third wheel them.
Yeah.
And so we just kind of like hung out more. It got to the point where I was like, oh, I like this kid's attention. Like, I like his company. Like, I just love talking to him. And we were just talking about this like yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And we just started hanging out. And then from then on, like, we just started texting all the time. Like, I definitely initiated that. Like, I started texting this kid every single day.
To the point, let me get myself known.
Let me cook. Exactly.
Let me cook.
It was to the point where like, he asked me one time when we hung out, like, why do you text me so much? And I was
because
he was like, none of my friends text me like this. Like, my friends don't text me all the time. Like, they don't text me every day.
Yeah, because I want to be more than friends.
Exactly. Yeah, like, I was just interested, but
was
I genuinely
not getting the memo?
Exactly. Come but on. I genuinely just loved talking to him. And so that's, I was so just sweet. Like, I just wanted, like, I literally told him that. And then he was like, oh, well, like, I love talking to you too. Like, getting to know you. But then that was still like, we didn't really know what was going on. Like, at that point, we were just like kind of flirting over text, but nothing in person. And so it was just like there. But even yesterday, like, there's like these questions that you'll see on TikTok that like you can answer about your relationship. And one of them was kind of like, when did you know I was it says the one, but it's like the one you would want to date.
Yeah.
And he even said like, before you, like, I had no intention of having a girlfriend anytime soon. But he was like, you were texting me all the time that I was like, this girl's really, really sweet. And I love hearing what she has to say. Mm-hmm. And he was so intentional with everything. Like, I have never had someone ask me to read one of my scripts. I'm a screenwriting major, for the listener. He asked me like, hey, can I read something that you've written? Which I was like, what? And I was like, okay. So I sent him something, and he like actually gave me feedback on it, like genuine feedback on it. And I was like, oh, like, this is different. Mm-hmm. And so like, from then on, like, we just kind of like clicked, and that was sweet. But with our relationship, since we did start out as friends first, because we were friends for like a little while, like 3 months, like actually friends for like 3 months. And we would just talk all the time, and I could literally talk to him about absolutely anything, even other guys. And we were just really close. And so I think that having that foundation was like super necessary for like what we have now, because I feel like if we didn't have that, I feel like we would just be starting from complete scratch. Like, we wouldn't know how to talk to each other, which I feel like was important for like me, because I felt like I just needed that line of communication. But also just learning how to communicate like with a partner, because I've never really like done that. And so like, it just felt really refreshing to like have someone kind of guide me through it, especially because he's very much a verbal processor and I'm someone who likes to shut down. And so it kind of felt nice to like have him push me, because now whenever I'm having like a moment of like distress, anger, sadness, loneliness, like, I'll tell him what I'm feeling in the moment. And if I need a moment to cool off, he understands that. Just having a partner that you can like meet in the middle with, and just, I feel like it's the whole thing of everyone says like, it's not always 100% on both ends, but it's literally true. Like, sometimes it's 30-70, you know?
Yeah.
And some days are better than others, but for the most part, you just have to keep talking to your partner. I think it's that's literally the most important thing, and just like letting them know where you're at. You can't just let them be in like a gray area. That's not fair to you, that's not fair to them, and at that point it's like you guys are just kind of friends. Mm-hmm, and yeah. So I think just like maintaining the communication, but also just respecting boundaries of like, he wants to play video games with his friends, I'm not gonna tell him no. Like he gives me all his attention all day, like the least he can do is go hang out with his friends or go do whatever. Like same thing, like I hang out with my friends and I would never tell him like to do otherwise. Don't control your partner.
Yeah.
But if you do have criticism, bring it up. Like before, when we first started like talking, he was still following his exes because they ended on good terms, and I was like, hey, not really cool with that, unfollowed them right away. So it's like just letting them know like I'm uncomfortable with something and seeing how they react to it, and also just waiting that 3 month gap while you're talking or like while you're dating, because like the honeymoon phase does end, like it's not always rainbows and sunshines, and like for the most part it can be. Like my relationship, we've obviously had arguments, like that's normal, but I've never gotten to the point where I'm like just screaming and crying for like a month straight. And so it's like that's when I knew that something was right, because we always resolve something. Like we never go to sleep like upset, and if we do then we talk about it the next day. We're not going to just push it to the side where like everything just keeps piling up.
Yeah
That was like a lot, but I don't know.
No, that's good.
Answered everything.
Yeah, I love that insight. That's so sweet. Well, I loved that chat. That was really sweet to me. I loved getting to hear you guys's just different insights into friendships and relationships. I feel like I'm like, I have a lot to like chew on now and think about, and I really love kind of the different ways that you guys are learning to love people better in your life. So any last words?
I'm glad we're able to be here for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Aww. Well, with that, we're going to go ahead and sign off. Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to keep all of that.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Did I Talk Too Much? If you enjoyed this week's episode, we would love to hear from you. You can leave a rating and a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening from. To make sure you don't miss an episode every other week, be sure to subscribe. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram as well to get the latest updates on upcoming events, new blogs, and question boxes where you have the chance to have your questions answered on the podcast. Our Instagram is @grit@biola. Our blog is linked in our Instagram bio where you can hear from our staff writers and read more about our mission. Thanks again for tuning in. Views expressed in this podcast may not necessarily represent the beliefs of Biola University or the Grit Editorial Board. All content is designed to inspire and challenge Grit listeners to explore their gifting, foster resilience, gain insight, and develop tenacity.